Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending August 2nd, 2019. I'm Brian Yadow, and I'm joined today by Russell Investments Chief Investment Strategist, Eric Ristabin. Eric?
Morning, Brian.
Pleasure to have you.
You bet.
So we've got a couple of key topics to discuss this week. First, action from the Federal Reserve, and second, action from President Trump on the China-U.S. trade negotiations.
Yep.
So let's break these topics into their key takeaways, starting with the Fed.
Yep.
The Fed announced a 25 basis point rate cut this week. I think that was largely
expected. Did what everybody expected them to do.
Yeah, but we still saw some mixed reactions from financial markets. So what were your key takeaways?
So I find it interesting the conversations that's happened after the Fed meeting and the announcement of 25 basis point cut and the press conference that Chairman Powell did after the announcement. And why I find it interesting is that he had a very, very fine line he's got to kind of, you know, navigate through on this thing. He said, this is not the beginning of a long series of cuts. And I think it was that statement along with other statements that were kind of in that vein that the market reacted initially negatively to. Because, you know, the market was expecting a cut in July. We expect another cut in September. We did that before even the tariff issues came up. And I think maybe a number of other participants were thinking maybe there'd be a couple more cuts after that. The reason I think he was very hesitant to talk about this being the beginning of a long series of rate cuts is that when you do a long series of rate cuts as the Federal Reserve, that means you really think the economy is rolling over into recession. And you're actively fighting a recession. The economy isn't that bad, right? We've seen global slowing, particularly in manufacturing. That global slowing has also been evident in the United States. We're not immune to what's going on in the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. And I think that will be happening anyway in the United States because the tariffs are affecting CEO confidence. CEOs have not been confident. And when CEOs are not confident, they tend not to buy a lot of capital goods, which affects manufacturing. And so I think the Federal Reserve was basically trying to say, we're giving you the rate cut to support the market because we see these trade tensions. We think those trade tensions potentially pose a threat to the ongoing economic cycle. We want to provide a reason for people to believe that the cycle won't end, but we also don't want to send the message that we're panicking and we think we're rolling into recession. So there's a very fine line. I thought he actually navigated it reasonably well. It was kind of a no-win situation. And ultimately, the market, when it opened the next day, actually bounced back and virtually wiped out all the losses after that initial press conference until.
Yeah, that sort of leads us to the next topic. Tariffs back in the headlines when President Trump announced the 10% tariffs on the final tranche of $300 billion in Chinese goods.
Yeah.
What are the details of this round of tariffs, and does this have an impact on the overall expectation?
Yeah, obviously a negative market reaction. I think that the things that we know probably will happen is that incremental tariffs are not good for earnings. One of the reasons is that with tariffs, input costs go up. Wage inflation is running at a little over 3%. If tariff costs increase, other input costs, headline inflation is running at 1.5%. And right, the difference is that margins are being squeezed and profit and earnings are being squeezed in corporate America. More tariffs, $300 billion, 10% on $300 billion, puts even more pressure on that. The other thing about these goods and services in this second tranche of $300 billion is these are mostly consumer goods. So this may actually potentially affect consumer spending. So that's a potential. But the things I think we know almost not with certainty, you know, nothing with certainty, but we think this puts pressure on earnings. Mm-hmm. We don't think this is going to help CEO confidence because this is going to increase the concern over supply chains, which is probably going to lower overall CEO confidence and may have an impact of actually slowing economic activity of corporations. The thing we got to watch for is jobs, right? The number one thing we've got to watch for. CEOs who have not been confident have already stopped buying capital goods at the same rate. The next thing they often do when earnings are under pressure and growth rates are questionable is they stop hiring as many people. Mm. We saw a jobs report today that was actually kind of a little bit above consensus, which was good. But I think people need to understand that we have seen a gear shift, and it was expected. We've gone from 225,000 roughly jobs a month created last year to about 170,000 this year. That's not a problem. That's kind of to be expected. But if we see another downshift, that's going to be a growing concern. And then the final thing I think you know is an impact of these tariffs is the Fed's going to cut again in September, right? This puts incremental pressure on the Fed to cut again because, again, remember the reason they cut on Wednesday was they wanted to kind of provide an insurance cut against the potential impact of trade uncertainty. Mm-hmm. Now there's more trade uncertainty. It almost puts them in a position where they have to cut in September. And I think you're going to start seeing the debates kind of ramp up. Is this going to be a 25 basis point or a 50 basis point cut? We'll find out. Right now we say 25, but you know there's a lot of data and a lot of time between now and the next meeting. But I think those are the things that you know for certain. This really is something that it, you know we can talk. We've talked about we're at an inflection point. You know, is monetary policy going to be able to offset some of the global trends and slowing in manufacturing and overcome the trade uncertainty? I think this adds another wrinkle to that. Our view is still that we are not rotating immediately into recession, but it's getting more and more interesting.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, Eric. But as always, we appreciate your insights.
You bet.
And thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on Market Week in Review.